Thursday, sunny on Friday, a high of 84 degrees.
We peaked at 80 here yesterday at the KVOE studio, overnight low down to 44. 7/10 of an inch of the rain gauge here, an inch at the airport. Right now, a north wind. Boy, it is a chilly north wind, too. Gusting to 20 puts the wind chill at 39. It is 45 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. Headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. ESB Financial encourages you to join in supporting the United Way of the Flint Hills. Remember, you make the work of the United Way possible through your support. It's 8:43. Stay tuned. Newsmaker 2 next. It's the Water's True Value Fall into Winter Sale. Right now, buy two, get one free on gallons of Easy Care interior or exterior paint or Woodsman stain. Save $5 a gallon on Benjamin Moore Premium Painter Stain. And the 27cc two-cycle Troy-Bilt gas blower is only $129. Fall into winter and save at Water's True Value, 2727 West Highway 50, where behind every project is a true value.
Do you have a hard time saving money? What if you could find a way to save a little bit at a time? You can with a Save to Win account at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Start out with $25. Put it into your ESFCU Save to Win Certificate of Deposit account. Keep depositing all year, and here's the kicker. With every $25 you deposit, the more you save, the more chances you earn to win cash. Up to 10 entries a month. Save to Win. Sweet.
Official account and prize entry rules and a complete list of prizes are available at savetowin.org. Void where prohibited by law. Federally insured by NCUA.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:44.
Fall doesn't have to be just a seasonal change. It can also signify a change for you. Get a new fall look from Annette Taylor at Reflection Salon and Day Spa in downtown Emporia. Change your hair for fall with highlights, lowlights, or a single process color. Annette can also change the way you feel with a manicure, pedicure, or massage. So whether it's your hair, skin, or nails, get the pamper treatment from Annette Taylor at Reflection Salon and Day Spa. Call or text 344-4197 for an appointment.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
KVOE, 845, Newsmaker 2, and it is Beyond the Banners. You've been hearing all about that. You can still pre-order your Beyond the Banners publication at beyondthebanners.com, but this wonderful publication is going to be officially released coming up on the 20th and 21st of this month. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Casey Woods, Director of Emporia Main Street. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you?
A little chilly, but yeah. It is fall, I guess.
Welcome to fall. Yeah. Wind chill. We're talking wind chill this morning, Casey. Yeah.
That happens this time of year. I'm glad most of the banners went up over the past few days with a wonderful public works crew. So they didn't have to do that in 40-degree weather.
But. Yeah, so basically all the banners up, or still a few left to go?
There's still a few left to go on campus, so we'll be mapping those over the next few days, and then we'll release a map of their general locations. But the majority of the banners are up, thanks to the great folks at Public Works, and then we've got some wonderful support from ESU and Mark Runge's staff.
Now, how many banners total this year, Casey?
There's just about 270. So that's it seems like it has continued to grow the past few years, but we are out of space. So this will be the fourth year for the banner project, and this will be the year that the first year folks will get to determine if they want to continue with the project or if they want to lay out, and then other people will have the opportunity to jump in and sponsor banners at that point.
Well, speaking of the banners, we have collaborated with Emporia Main Street, and I am designed to create what is really an outstanding keepsake, a publication that we have titled Beyond the Banners. People have been pre-ordering these for the past month or so. We're also joined this morning by Aaron Harder of KVOE, who's one of the lead organizers of this project here at KVOE. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Ron. Beautiful morning.
It is a great morning out there. It is. Well, the release event is coming up soon here. Aaron, tell us when that's going to be taking place.
Next Friday at 727 Commercial from 4 to 6 p.m., and then also on Saturday, October 21st from 10 to 1 p.m.
So what will be taking place at the release party, Aaron?
That's where people are going to be able to pick up their actual keepsake. We, Casey, you, I, the team at IM, and Jessica Buchholz, we're kind of fortunate because we've already seen this thing and proofread and confirmed everything in it. So we already know what it's going to look like, but everybody else is going to get the joy of seeing how wonderful this magazine is next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Casey, this thing has really turned out great, hasn't it?
It has, and there's been so much excitement surrounding this project and the biographies that were submitted and the local articles. I mean, we just got an email today where somebody was asking me if it was okay that they purchased 14 of them, and they're using those to distribute to all their different family members throughout the country, and doing a little education about what their family went through as they were serving this country. And we think that this is going to be a tremendous asset for the area, the city of Emporia and the founding city of Veterans Day, and telling that story. But at the same time, working with KVUE and IM Design Group, I think what really filled my heart was everybody's willingness to make sure that this was a funding opportunity for all sorts of different local veterans activities to make sure that we were really positively impacting the lives of our local veterans, and that 100% of the purchase price of these different keepsakes will go to fund those different activities. And so thank you, KVUE, and thanks to IM Design Group. We're able to make sure that that's happening, and that a lot of local veterans and their families will see a benefit from this particular project.
Well, and that's a very good point. We've been saying 100% of the proceeds will go to area veterans. You know, the Honor Flight Program, USD 252, which matches high school students with veterans, and they take them to Washington, D.C. to see all the memorials, and the veterans go there absolutely free. And it is quite an emotional thing for these veterans, and they get to make relationships and bond with these high school students who learn a lot, too, not only about the veterans and what they went through, but seeing these memorials and how moving and touching that is. And also, Crosswinds will be recipients of proceeds, too, for training that they do. They are the only mental health program in Kansas right now that specifically treats post-traumatic stress disorder with kind of an AIDS program that they call it. And this funding will let them train more individuals to help local veterans that are struggling with that, which we feel is very important. And then the Tablets of Honor out of the All Veterans Memorial down in Soden's Grove, a very worthwhile project, and that has come a long way in a very short period of time. That group has done great, and those tablets look just outstanding at a very beautiful All Veterans Memorial down in Soden's Grove. So we are extremely excited to be able to raise money for local veterans, veterans activities and things like that. And the publication itself turned out better than I had imagined. I knew it was going to be good, but I did not quite realize it would be what it is. And it's an extremely addictive read once you start into it, reading the stories of all the veterans that you see on the banners downtown. And it's something that you'll want to get. And we've been saying it's a keepsake, Aaron, and I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. I was talking with some people over the weekend, and it's the best $10 or $8 and change if you buy three of them that you will spend this year. I mean, you should be handing them out for Christmas. They're just a fantastic read. It's not a magazine that's going to sit on your table for 2 months and then it's going to go in recycling. You're going to keep this thing forever.
Thus, the keepsake. And, Casey, you know, when we first started this, and this was, a brainchild of Casey who had the idea, let's maybe put this thing into print and see what happens. And Casey, tell you what, a great idea, and I'll tell you what, it's turned out great.
Well, I have to really look at my staff of current and former. Jessica Buchholz has done just a tremendous amount of work when it comes to proofreading this, I think, 8 or 9 times.
Yes.
And making sure that everything was perfect. And then Becky Smith, this was really her idea to collect the biographies beyond just the banner information to make sure that we were preserving that information. And how blessed are we as a community to have a business like IM Design Group that, I mean, they're building websites all over the nation and beyond, and they're doing great work with printed materials and branding initiatives. And they said, no, we think this is important. We're going to dedicate staff time, and this is a pride piece for us, too. This is our hometown, and we're going to make the investment. Justin Ogilvie has done a phenomenal job with this piece. And, you know, this was something that we talked about, but we hadn't gotten a lot of interest, and KVOE jumped on board. And I think once everybody sees this keepsake publication, they're going to realize just how special this project was to all of us and how special this is going to be to the veterans and their families and to the community as a whole, and how much difference this is going to make for a lot of different local veterans activities. I mean, there are just so many pluses with this project, and I'm just so thankful that other people jumped on board to make this dream a reality.
Well, a lot of people to thank, indeed. You're right. Jessica's done a wonderful job in keeping her eye on the prize as far as all of the biographies, and there are plenty of them to go through. There is a lot to do, you know, to pull this thing all together. And you mentioned Justin, you know, down at IM, and Tracy too down there. Aaron did a great job for us too.
Yeah, Tracy put our website together. It's simple, user friendly. All you got to do is beyondthebanners.com or go to kvo.com and click the link, or go to Main Street's website and click the link. Pre-order now. You'll also be able to order if there are some available after the release party online, or we just finalized, you can pick them up after the release party, so starting in 2 weeks at Twin Rivers Winery or here at KVOE.
All right. Get yours today. And I also take a moment and thank our sales staff as well, and all of the advertisers that jumped on board and made this possible. Without them, we wouldn't be able to donate 100% of the proceeds from the sales of this to the local veterans and veterans project. So our sales staff did a great job, and a big, big, big thanks to all the advertisers who jumped on board to help. And when you look at their ads in this magazine, this keepsake, you know, it's more about saluting the veterans as it is really promoting their business. So they were really on board with this.
It makes you feel really American, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so great job by all. We cannot wait. So again, Aaron, dates and times for our big release.
727 Commercial Street, Friday, October 20th from 4 to 6 p.m., and Saturday, October 21st, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
727 Commercial. And Casey, that will be, before too long, your new home, right?
It will be. Thankfully, you know, we needed a spot with garage doors with an empty storefront that we could launch this from. And Emporia Main Street will be, we're in the process of finishing up our capital campaign to purchase and rehabilitate the 727 Commercial Street space for our location, for the Dirty Kanza, and for a business incubator. So this is a great way to introduce people to that space at the same time.
All right. Hey, Casey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right. Casey Woods, Director, Emporia Main Street. Aaron, good job. Thanks.
No problem. Have a good one.
Aaron Harder, KVOE. 856, 45 degrees. Good morning.
Bunge North America of Emporia would like to remind area farmers they're open